This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Chhattisgarh, 24 Maoists were killed in two different operations today. A Jawan of District Reserve Guard, DRG, was martyred in an encounter with Maoists. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in the forest situated at the border area of the Bijapur and Dantewada district. After this intelligence input, a joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. Since this morning, there was intermittent firing between the security forces and the Maoists in Gangalur area. So far, the bodies of 20 Maoists were recovered from the spot. In another operation in Kanker district of Chhattisgarh, four Maoists were killed in an exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. Mr. Shah said the government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those extremists who are not surrendering despite all the facilities being offered. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Today the country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal Mukt Bharat Abhiyan." Mr. Shah said the country is going to be Naxal-free by 31st March next year. Punjab police has removed protesting farmers from Shambhu and Khanauri borders. Punjab police also resumed its operation to dismantle the remaining temporary structures on the Punjab side of the Shambhu border to clear the road. Haryana police has also started removing cemented barricades which were erected to prevent the Punjab farmers from heading to Delhi. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, added 17,89,000 members in January this year. This represents an increase of 11.48% in net members compared to December 2024. The Ministry of Labour and Employment attributed this surge to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The estimated unemployment rate in the country has decreased from 6% during 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karandlaje said the employment in the manufacturing sector has increased from 6.1 crore in 2021-22 to 6.3 crore in 2022-23, indicating an increase of over 20 lakhs during this period. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today addressed the 10th CII India-LAC conclave in New Delhi. Highlighting the global economic scenarios, Dr. Jaishankar said that the world is passing through an uncertain, volatile period where accumulated stresses of the past and the impending challenges of the future make up a very potential component.
The implications of the Ukraine conflict for food, fuel and fertilizer security have been additional stress points. Even otherwise, the global economy was witnessing pressures of unviable debt, deteriorating terms of trade, and hard currency shortages. The cost of borrowing, particularly for developing countries, has been exorbitant. Clearly, there is a need to de-risk the global economy from the dangers of over-concentration in any single geography.
Israel has intensified its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operations in central and southern areas just a day after airstrikes killed at least 400 Palestinians, making it one of the deadliest episodes since the conflict began in October 2023. U.S. Federal Reserve has kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged in the 4.25% to 4.5% range. The American Central Bank also indicated that 2/4-point interest rate cuts are likely later this year. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 1%, boosted by buying across all sectors and positive global cues after the U.S. Federal Reserve upheld its rate cut projection for the year. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex climbed 899 points to close at 76,348. The second edition of Khelo India Para Games was inaugurated by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, at the Indira Gandhi Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. The games will be held across three venues in the national capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.